This is GQDN for Thursday, September 7th, 2023. In today's news, we have some esports stuff. We got a rumor, and GameStop may be improving in its numbers. But today, we continue on with Starfield. And we'll just get into some of the news here, saying that, according to WCCF Tech, Stargate did release Starfield on Xbox, but some of the Xbox Series won't be able to play the game on it. So since Starfield game drive was themed for the Xbox that was announced back in June, the drive does feature some Starfield artwork and some customizable RPG LED lighting, where the press release does say, quote, "Officially licensed by Bethesda and wrapped in exclusive artwork commemorating the explorers from Constellation, the game drive and game hub display and design that pulled directly from settled systems of Starfield, featuring customizable RPG LED lighting, the drives bring majesty of the stars to the gamer's ecosystem, available from up to 5 terabytes of capacity. The game drive is lightweight in design, making easy to take entire library on the go. The game drive and game hub are connected and powered with high-speed USB 3.2 Gen 1, and the game drive does not need a separate power cord, making it easy for gamers to play from anywhere. Designed to work with Xbox Series X or S or Xbox One. Both drives are installed through the Xbox OS under 2 minutes so gamers can launch into action." But some of the Xbox Series players were hoping that the drive would match with their consoles and play the game from it, but they were disappointed. Starfield being optimized for Xbox Series X and S does require the game to be playing from the external SSD from a storage expansion card, but they can still run from the external HDD, SSD, but not Starfield. So Seagate does advertise the drive being licensed by Bethesda and being Constellation certified for both Xbox and PC, but they don't get the illusion that you could play Starfield on your Xbox from the drive. But if you do want the drive, the 2 terabyte one is $110, the 5 terabyte drive is $170, and the special edition game hub, the 8 terabyte, is $240. Now with that said, Todd Howard, according to WCCF Tech again, to say you might want to upgrade your PC. So, here's some of what he said. It's about the question of optimizing the PC. Or did he do it? And he said, quote, "We did. It's running great. It's a next generation PC game. We really do push the technology, so you may need to upgrade your PC for this game. But it's got a lot of great stuff going on, and the fans are responding awesome." He also said, quote, "When you're making something exclusive, then the more you can focus, you know this is the hardware or thing people are playing on. So the ability to focus on that always yields a better product. You do want people to be able to access it, of course, but being with Xbox means there is an ease of access for us, and I'm told we're expecting more people playing in launch than anything we've ever done before. And that's despite the success of our previous games." But since they're playing it on PC, people are trying to play the game on PlayStation. Well, not on PlayStation. They're using their DualShockers via IGN. That's exactly what they're saying, because the DualShockers controllers can plug right into your PC and be used as an actual controller. In fact, somebody took a picture and did some artwork. It was on Reddit, and they use a Starfield-themed PS5. In fact, that was Blarzek on Reddit, and he did an emulation by customizing the PS5 controller and would have a Starfield edition. And the DualSense Shocker does have that design there as well, because they took the Xbox Limited Edition gamepad. So people can use their PC, and they can mod it on the PlayStation Studios intro into Starfield. That is according to IGN. But Kotaku said that Starfield's physics are blowing the fans' minds. So, earlier this week, on Reddit, the user Muzipan did share a video. And it's called Time to Let Something Go. So he did show a clip that had the hatch opening up on board a Frontier, and that revealed hundreds of potatoes pouring out into the hallway. But not just that, Muzipan did collect and placed all of the produce on the ship, and that's how the potatoes rolled out with some very fluid animation. And that's where Digital Foundry's John Linderman did say, quote, "This is pretty mind-blowing, actually. The fact that these objects all have physics is impressive." As somebody else wrote, quote, "Those spill physics were beautiful. Crazy to think it was rendered in real time." Like another person did say, quote, "And the game didn't chew itself alive, rendering that many spuds." Well, that's all right, because somebody would have destroyed it. Because, according to .esports.com, Diablo 4 players is saying that the occultists are the worst system that they've ever seen. In fact, on the Diablo 4 Reddit, somebody wrote, quote, "The occultist system is the worst system I think I've ever seen in any game. This is a dead horse being beaten, but I need to air this out. I enjoy the game and I played it enough to have 3 level 100s this season. I haven't gotten an upgrade for my Necro in probably 2 weeks, with constant farming and playing it, and tonight I finally got an amulet with a cooldown reduction, movement speed, and essence cost reduction. Perfect, a 3 out of 4 from my bone spear as long as I can roll evolution. I spent 500 million gold over 50 forgotten souls not to roll or once roll evolution. The item is completely bricked as rerolls upward of 17 million each." So people were not happy. But I know someone that is happy because still in the esports corner. According to .esports.com, a CSGO player who was guilty of fraud is given his second chance. So the player is known as Mongols. Or no, not the player wasn't called Mongols. It is at the Mongols. But the player is called Senzu. And he did a fraud scheme against his former organization, NKT. But after being found guilty, Senzu was picked up by one of the best CSGO Asian teams, the Mongols. And that was today. So we'll see if he does that again. Now, we get to some things that are coming, possibly. But let's do this first. Because .esports did say that Counter-Strike 2, the players are claiming that the premier matchmaking is broken because they're hitting about 100% win rate. So, one player did indeed play, or did post a picture of his playing, where the highest rated player has 98 wins and a 96% win rate. And below them, who has about 70 wins, also recorded a similar win rate. And that's where the author said that all these players are cheaters, but this is more about the broken matchmaking. So something is indeed wrong here. In fact, one player did say, quote, "There are 5 manning against the lower elo people. Happened to get me one 24k player and one 20k player. My team had 14k, 14k, 16k, 11k, 18k. Needless to say, we lost very badly. Now, the developers did launch a significant patch on September 5th and 6th, and they are really at work at the CS2 launch. And we'll see if they fix the matchmaking problem. But now we get to some releases, because UFC 5 has a release date, and that's according to ESTNN, and they're saying that UFC 5 via EA Sports will be on the shelves on October 27th, 2023. And that will be for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. And they'll have a big time experience. In fact, at EA Sports UFC did say, quote, on X, UFC 5 official reveal. It's time. From unrivaled Frostbite graphics to all new damage systems, UFC 5 is as real as it gets. Pre-order now. But a Matt Green on X did say, quote, notice UFC 5 has picked up an M rating. Looking forward to have My nose broken and leg snapped in 4K UHD. Ouch. So there are some good things coming, including some playable characters like Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson, possible. Just remember that it comes out late October. Now, according to GameSpot, GameStop's financial numbers are improving. So here's what's going on. The company's total net sales did reach $1.164 billion for the first quarter, or for the quarter that ended in July 29th. That is up from $1.136 billion during the same quarter. Now, GameStop still posted an overall net loss at $2.1 million for the quarter. However, the net loss at $2.9 million was a significant improvement against the $108.7 million loss from last year. And that was at the end of the quarter. So we shall see what happens there. Now, if you're planning to get the Apple Vision Pro, according to ARStechnica.com, there may be a game coming to it. And that is Demio from Resolution Games. Now, Demio did launch in 2021, and that was on MetaQuest 2 and Quest Pro. But the Resolutions Game co-founder, President Paul Brady, did say in a statement, quote, "It is the interaction between the real and virtual that truly makes MR magical. For few real-world things are quite as interactive as the human hand. Advances in hand tracking made a controller-free future not only possible, but increasingly appealing. We're quickly entering into an era where the body is far more effective controller than a handed piece of plastic could ever be." But what are the other games? In the initial June announcement, there's supposed to be over 100 Apple Arcade titles that will be playable via the headset. But right now, they're not anywhere in sight. But they are saying be patient. It will be coming soon. Last but not least, there was a rumor via NintendoEverything.com. It is possible that a Switch 2 was actually showcased to developers at Gamescom. Now, the reason why this is a pretty hard rumor, because VGC is also collaborating with Nintendo Everything. In fact, that the report did say that the epic The Matrix Awakens Unreal Engine 5 tech demo did showcase some power to it, and it had the power of the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, because it did use the NVIDIA's DLSS upscaling technology, along with some other things to it. Keep your eyes on it. There's going to be an announcement later on this month. You've been warned. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.